T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, I'm guessing this is going to be interesting because we all have been living and breathing coronavirus news, and this dude has gone through it. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Rick Folbaum, as I said at the beginning of the show, Rick Folbaum used to be a friend of the program. He would call in. We would talk with him. He anchored the 11 p.m. newscast here on CBS 4 in Miami for several years. He's worked at CNN and Fox, and now he's the anchor at CBS 46 in Atlanta. And he is now recovered or recovering from coronavirus. He's back at work today, so I'm guessing recovered would be probably the more appropriate word. But he had it, and he's going to share his story with us. He's with us now. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for sharing your story. And so I guess I got to start with, how are you feeling? You're back at work today. How are you feeling?
I am feeling much, much better. Every day I feel stronger and stronger. I'm probably about 6 days since the end of my symptoms. So I really am medically fully recovered. My isolation is over, although I'm still, you know, obviously not, you know, going around and out in public, you know, needlessly, but I am cleared to go back to work, and, it's great to be on the other side of this. That's for sure.
And Rick, yeah, we're glad you bounced back, man. And we're glad to have you on. I'm sure you've been sick before, Rick. We all have. When did you know it was different? Like, when did it hit you that this is not just a cold, this is not just the flu?
Well, the first little inkling that I had that this was something different was when I went to sleep and woke up about 10 days later. I've been sick. I've been in bed sick. We've all experienced that. You're absolutely right. But this was something different. It was a fatigue that I don't even know how to put into words. I was calling it the corona coma, which is not funny because obviously a lot of people who have it do go into a coma. Mine was not a true coma, but I felt like it was. I was really in bed, and I slept for about 20 hours a day for that first week and a half. And I would wake up and I would try to drink some fluids because that's what my doctor told me to do. I would take some Tylenol because that's what my doctor told me to do. And then he told me to rest, which I laughed because I didn't need that as an instruction. That was happening regardless of what my doctor's orders were.
So when Rick Folbaum is with us, he used to anchor the CBS News here in Miami, now anchors the CBS News in Atlanta. When did it start to kind of resonate in your head? Like, did you have a little sore throat or the chills or something where you thought to yourself, you know what, I may have this? And then obviously I know you have a large family. You've got to then isolate from your entire family. And so how did it happen? What was the timeline where you said, ooh, I think I might have it, and then I got to make sure my family doesn't have it? And I don't even know, did anyone in your family contract it?
No, everyone, thankfully. And that was my biggest worry, was that I got, you know, one of my kids sick. Thankfully, everybody is fine. And I isolated from them as soon as the symptoms began, which is scary because I was with them for about 2 days before the symptoms showed up. So I can only, you know, guess that I was carrying the virus. The symptoms hadn't started. I wasn't, you know, sort of restricting or isolating myself at that point because I was fine. The backstory is that I went on a vacation with a bunch of buddies of mine. It's an annual ski trip that we take that maybe we should have skipped this year, given the headlines. But we were excited to go, and we went out to Vail, Colorado for this great, great ski vacation. And it was while we were there that all of us got sick. Everybody I went on that trip with, all of my buddies, got sick with the virus. Not all of them were tested, but because they were with me and I was tested, they just presumed that they had it as well, and certainly listening to their symptoms, very similar. I got back from the ski trip, and like I said, I was with my family. I felt fine. I actually went to work that first Monday back. I think it was the 16th of March or the 15th of March, something like that. I went to work, and in between my newscasts, I had a half-hour break. I went back to my desk, and I put my head down. I just got sort of, you know, this wave of tiredness came over me. I put my head down just to sort of, you know, take a little bit of a rest before my 6 o'clock newscast. Well, I had to be woken up to do the 6 o'clock news. My producer, I'm sure you've had your producer screaming at you. My producer was screaming my name across the newsroom to tell me that the 6 o'clock news was about to start and I had to get into the studio. But that was my first indication that there was something wrong, because I don't get tired like that. Then the other symptoms that I had, once I went home immediately, and it was while I was home that I started to get the coughing and the tightness in my chest that you've heard so much about. And I had a pain in my ears as well, like an earache on both sides. So I also have a pre-existing medical condition that's under control, but I do have it. So I knew that that made me, you know, potentially more susceptible to this. And my doctor said that I really needed to go down to the local emergency room and that I would get a test because of my pre-existing condition. And that's what happened. I went in there. I told them that I had been on a ski trip. These were my symptoms. I wasn't running a fever, which you've heard probably a lot of other people running fevers. I did not have that. But they did give me a test. And 4 days later, I found out, you know, they told me to go home and isolate myself as though I had it. 4 days later, the test results came back confirming that I did.
And Rick, how was that hospital experience? Because that's one of the, you know, one of the problems with this outbreak was the hospitals being, you know, overflowed, and they're trying to, you know, what they call it, trying to get the peak lower and flatten that, you know, flatten the peak and all that.
Sure.
What was your hospital experience going through this?
Well, I called the hospital. This was pretty early on. I mean, I feel like every day is the equivalent of a month. So it's very, you know, you have to try to remember a couple of weeks back. The emergency rooms, at least here in Atlanta, were not yet being flooded. People were not yet coming down in droves, but I did call ahead. I told them that I was coming, and they said, we'll be ready for you. And sure enough, they were. They had a tent. This is a local hospital, Northside, here in Atlanta. They had a tent that was set up outside the entrance. So before you even entered the building, you had to go up to the entry to this tent, where a nurse took my temperature and put a mask on my face before I could even say a word. Took my temperature and put a mask on my face, and then they brought me in. All of the nurses who I came in touch with, and then eventually the doctor who I saw, were wearing the PPE, the protective clothing that is now in short supply in so many places. And they, you know, were very careful about me, again, treating me like I had the virus, even though I hadn't been definitively tested yet, but that's the way they treated me, and I was very lucky. I was very, very lucky. I feel like, you know, the people who are having to deal with this now and people who will be dealing with this in the weeks to come are probably going to have a very different emergency room experience than the one that I had. Mine was pretty calm, but I know from, you know, being a journalist now and being in touch with local hospitals here in Atlanta that they really are beginning to be a bit overwhelmed in the number of patients. Nothing like, you know, some other places like New York, for example, and I know Miami's getting socked, but it's pretty bad here in Atlanta as well, and I hope everybody takes this seriously.
Rick Folbaum is with us, used to anchor the CBS 4 News here in Miami, now anchors CBS News in Atlanta. more horrific part to me is the isolation from your family, because your spouse, obviously, and your kids, they want to take care of you, and you have to go through it alone. I was watching Chris Cuomo describe it, where he had the chills so bad, he was chattering, he chipped his teeth. And, you know, his wife couldn't come in the room and comfort him or help him the way you would do with your spouse for a typical illness. Was that the most difficult part for you? I'm guessing your wife and your family are just beyond a door, right? And but there can be no contact?
I was able to actually go into a different home. We have friends who have a home that was vacant. It wasn't being used. And so when we found out that I needed to isolate, they offered it to us. And I literally just grabbed, you know, my toothbrush and some clothes. And I went over to our friend's house again, which was sitting empty. It was a perfect situation. You know, not perfect in that I was there by myself, but perfect in that I knew that my kids and my wife were going to be someplace different and, you know, and they would be safe. And that I wouldn't infect them. And then I just FaceTimed with my kids, you know, some of whom are young and confused by the whole thing and frankly scared by the whole thing, you know, hearing that daddy's sick. But I would FaceTime with them. I'd put on a brave face even when I didn't feel great. And I would try to be daddy over the iPhone, which is just bizarre. But that was the way we did it. And thankfully, I have friends and very, very nice people who dropped food off. I honestly didn't have an appetite for the first week and a half or so while I was in that sleeping mode. But that was one of the first signs that I was feeling better, was when my appetite started to come back and my sense of taste and smell started to come back, because I had lost both of those.
And Rick, one thing, you know, I've heard a lot about was the end of it. Like you said, you're past it now. You can go back to work.
Yes.
Like at the end of it, is there like an exit, you know, assessment when you're all good? How does the end of the coronavirus, what went on there?
Well, the rules that are administered, the guidelines that are issued by the CDC, which my doctor was using and which the company I work for also was going by, that you had to be symptom free for 72 hours without a fever and without having to take any fever reducing medication. So 72 hours without any Tylenol and without a fever, and then you are theoretically, you're medically cured after that. You don't have to worry about spreading the virus. And you can go back, you know, you come out of isolation and start going, you know, to the supermarket and to do, you know, things that you weren't doing before when you were in complete isolation. Now, there are some other studies that are coming out of other countries where they're recommending a longer wait period. But here in the United States, it's 72 hours of symptom-free, of feeling symptom-free, and then you can go back about, you know, my doctor said you're cleared to walk about the cabin. After that amount of time.
Rick Folbaum, again, used to anchor CBS 4 here in Miami, now anchors the nightly news in Atlanta for CBS. Finally, any advice to people listening? Any advice on what to do if you think you have it or how to avoid it? What would be your final thoughts?
Well, you know, I've watched very closely what goes on in Florida, having lived there and worked there for so long, and I still have a lot of friends and family in South Florida. I hope that everybody is paying attention to these rules and these guidelines. And this is not a time, you know, I've posted some things and people will write back fake news, you know, people that just don't want to believe that this is as serious as it is. And I really hope that people do not think of this as fake news. Let me tell you, it's the real deal. And you just have to follow the guidelines. But I will say, and I'd love to leave your listeners with this, which is that you can fully recover from coronavirus, and I'm proof of it. So for everybody who is petrified out there about getting it, not that you want it, but the vast majority of people who end up getting it are going to be absolutely fine. I feel well. I've begun to exercise again, so I'm getting, you know, getting my strength and my energy levels back up to where they used to be. And so that would be my parting words of wisdom. Listen to what the health officials are saying. not necessarily the politicians, but the doctors who know the best and know that if in worst case scenario, if you get this, the vast majority of people are going to be okay. That's important. We're going to get through this together.
Rick Folbaum, again, he anchors now CBS News in Atlanta. He battled coronavirus and beat it. Did you ever have any doubts when you were just sleeping and had your, you know, just yourself and your thoughts? You ever have any doubts like, man, I don't know if I can beat this? Like, you feel that run down?
The main thing that I was worried about was my breathing, you know, in my chest. Because you hear about people needing to go on respirators, and I was just concerned that my chest was going to be an issue, and thankfully it was not. So I just kept taking a deep breath in and counting to 10 to see if I could. That's what my doctor told me to do that several times a day, and that as long as I could do that, it was all right. And he said, if it gets to the point where you can't do that, then call me. And since it never got to that point, I really wasn't scared. I just knew that I needed to ride it out, and I was very optimistic and hopeful that I was going to be okay, and thank God that's what's happened.
And now you should be immune to it, correct?
Yes, I am. Well, there's the test that's going on now with the antibodies for people who have recovered. I'm not eligible for any of those tests yet because you've got to be 14 days symptom-free, and I'm not there yet. But I'm hopeful that those of us who have recovered are going to be able to play an important role, whether it's with, you know, the development of some kind of medicine or treatment or vaccine, or even if it's just being able to go out in the community and deliver meals to people who can't get out of their homes because we have immunity. I think the response is going to be overwhelming amongst the population of people like me who have beaten this and now want to go out and try to help others.
Rick Folbaum used to anchor the news here, CBS 4 in Miami, now in Atlanta. Thank you for sharing your story with us. You were very candid, and I would imagine it was as interesting to the listeners as it was to me and Crowder. Thank you, Rick.
Great to talk to you both. My very best to you and your families and all your listeners. Stay safe.
Thanks so much. There you go, Rick Folbaum. That was as interesting as I thought it was going to be, because how often do you get the firsthand account like that? We keep seeing everything on TV.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.